Thanks for joining us for the Executive Series. Today, I'm speaking with Ed Clark, who is the Managing Director of Yoji. Ed, good to see you again.
Thanks for having me back, Tom.
Now, for people who haven't seen our earlier interviews, just remind us a little bit about what Yoji is all about.
Yeah, so Yoji came about because of our understanding of the e-commerce market and the digitization of essentially retail and consumption, and the issues that arose from that when we started to look at logistics and freight. And really we looked around the markets in Southeast Asia, and essentially it reflects the rest of the world that logistics companies, freight movers are not connected, they're not digital, and they're looking for ways to actually create efficiencies and talk to each other and actually streamline processes, because the margins are so small in that industry and they're really getting crushed when they're trying to be subcontractors to bigger companies, or they're trying to service their own customers in a way that maintains them and connect into their websites, into the ERP systems, SAP systems. So Yoji built a really comprehensive freight logistics software so that you can plug in from, you know, we've got a small business in Melbourne's bicycle couriers that are now connected to their customers, to bulk freight movers up in Brisbane that are nationwide that are using us to work with their subcontractors and work all the way through to their customers in a digital way. We've also got customers like UPS who's looking at us. We've done a pilot with them on blockchain, so it's a really interesting process for us. They approached us very early on in their blockchain journey, took some advice, and we did things like proof of existence on blockchain so they can have better understanding of their network and more security around their network. So it's been an interesting journey where we've built a software that essentially caters market-wide for small businesses. You know, there's tens of thousands of businesses that need to digitize just in the region, and then there are thousands of larger companies in the region that need to look at new ways to service customers and streamline their operations.
And so you've been primarily focused in the Asian sphere, and there seems to be something about your business model that really appeals to Asian businesses. What do you think that is?
So yeah, being based in Singapore for 6 years, our tech team being based in Singapore, we really look at context when we're building technology. So what problems are we actually trying to solve? And really we delved into the Indonesian use case and what are they trying to solve. They've got thousands of islands they're trying to service, and you know, Vietnam, these types of countries that are, logistics can be up to 25% of their GDP, and they're trying to solve problems of efficiency, connectivity and empty legs. You know, 80% of return legs empty in some of these markets. So there's not enough information for these people to work together. So we really looked at how do we solve these problems that they face. And then we saw very early on companies like Lion Air, who's now in the second year of their contract, growing really well. They've been a great customer for us. We've got, and then some big Asia Pacific companies, operators. So today we just announced DB Schenker. We're working with UPS. Both of those companies are, you know, tens, twenties of billions of dollars in annual revenue. So everyone's looking at these problems and experiencing them. It's not just the small guys, it's the big guys as well. They're experiencing these big problems.
Now, within that breath, you just mentioned the name quite quickly, DB Schenker. You've set up an agreement with them, which has been months in the making. But this is an important catalyst because Schenker is a significant presence when it comes to global logistics. Tell us how you established a conversation with them and moved it to this level.
Yeah, so we're quite prominent in Southeast Asia in the way that we approach the market and the way we communicate at events and conferences and through the digital side of things. But essentially they came to us looking at some of their problems and their opportunities. Obviously, vertical integration up and down the supply chain. You've got freight forwarders looking at how they move, do more with their fleet. Obviously, e-commerce is a big interest for everyone at the moment. How do we adapt to this new world? You know, and you've got a DB Schenker which serves companies like Apple, Dell, Honeywell, H&M Clothing. So they've got huge clients, and they're looking at how they can be better for these types of clients. And obviously e-commerce is an interesting space that they're interested in moving to. And we worked with them and did some simulations. They checked out our software, our algorithms. You know, how does route optimization work in their environment with their warehouses or what they want to do. So we're going through a project with them of designing a solution to take them into the next generation of logistics, which is really exciting. They've got some really passionate and high energy people there looking to make a bit of a transformation of that business that many years ago was a technology leader. And they're trying to get that back, I guess, looking at outside the business. So, you know, often our customers say, why don't people build it internally? And businesses of this size find it very hard to innovate and to bring innovation from inside out. So they look at outside to say, let's kind of disrupt ourselves. Let's bring in technology that can help us move quickly. We can have agility country to country because there are little nuances in each country that they want to solve.
Now, so where are you now in that journey with Schenker? You've just announced the agreement. What are the next steps with them?
So the next steps to them is to work with them and their customers. Obviously, everyone's looking at customer-focused solutions now. The first place companies will move is where they can please their customers. So we'll work with them and their customers to design the solutions of the future, in whether it be last mile use cases, whether it be bulk freight use cases, to solve this e-commerce problem and focus on that e-commerce opportunity, which is very large for them as a $20+ billion revenue company with moving freight all over the world. They're one of the number one top few freight movers in the world, and really they're looking at how do we extend that down the supply chain and get more, provide more services and increase what our business is doing.
Now, let's talk about where you are in that journey of critical mass, because technology is a great liberator, but it's also reasonably easy to access at this point in time. When is that moment where you have got substantial critical mass that creates a moat between you and potential competitors?
Yeah, so it's interesting. Some people see us as a SaaS customer, which we are, but we have two types of companies essentially that we work with. One is these multinationals, which I think we've done really well in showing that we can be a solution for the guys like UPS and DB Schenker. But then you've got the tens of thousands of companies in Southeast Asia, the smaller companies that are looking for solutions, and a lot of them are looking for the next generation of software for themselves. So for example, in Australia, it's $110 billion market logistics. The top four control about 10 to 15% of that. And even those guys are using subcontractors to do their work. So there's this big disparity in technology and communication, and there's so much opportunity for technology to go through that space. So at the moment, we're working through selling to the what we call our B and C customers, the SMEs that need solutions, and selling out to them, which is one part of our business model, which is going quite well. We've been selling the product for only probably 6 months, and we've got almost 20 customers on board, and we're looking to really roll that out at the moment. And then on the other side, you've got the larger companies. But really, as we've proven that we can service freight forwarders, parcel freight movers, we've got container movers, we've got bicycle couriers. So we've proven the model that we can actually, we're agnostic to what sector of the supply chain you're in. So now it's about going and capitalizing on that and getting through the customer base with reference customers that we can say, look, it's worked for this customer, it'll work for you. And that's the next sort of 6 months of our journey, is really bringing on those SMEs.
So it's really just a sales process of getting feet on the ground out there talking to potential customers.
Correct. So we've refined the product. You may have noted we've recently rebuilt the platform into a far superior product than what we had before based on the information we had. So for example, we used to be about 7 or 8 APIs in our platform that we could integrate with. Now we're 135. So that means we can tailor products very quickly to all the different sectors in the market and let them also make changes to their own products. So everyone can move much faster now, including us. We're releasing products much faster to the market.
Ed, it's always good to talk to you. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Tom.
And thanks for joining us for the Executive Series.